February 2004. Friday. Take your morning medications. Check. Department meeting, 9 o'clock, room 545. Check. Return emails. Check. Teach motivation and emotion class, 1 o'clock, Science Center, Auditorium B, homeostasis and drives lecture. Check. Genetic counselor appointment. John has info. Take your evening medications. Stephanie Aaron was the genetic counselor affiliated with Mass General Hospital's Memory Disorders Unit. She had shoulder-length black hair and arched eyebrows that suggested a curious openness. She greeted them with a warm smile. "So tell me why you're here today," Stephanie said. "My wife was recently told she has Alzheimer's disease, and we want her screened for the APP, PS1, and PS2 mutations." John had done his homework. He'd spent the last several weeks buried in literature on the molecular etiology of Alzheimer's. Errant proteins born from any of these three mutated genes were the known villains for the early onset cases. "Alice, tell me, what are you hoping to learn from the testing?" Stephanie asked. "Well, it seems like a reasonable way to try to confirm my diagnosis, certainly more so than a brain biopsy or an autopsy." "Are you concerned that your diagnosis might be inaccurate?" "We think it's a real possibility," said John. "Okay, first, let's walk through what a positive versus a negative mutation screen would mean for you. These mutations are fully penetrant. If you're mutation positive for APP, PS1, or PS2, I would say that's a solid confirmation of your diagnosis. Things get a bit tricky, though, if your results come back negative. We can't really interpret with any certainty what that would mean. About 50% of people with early onset Alzheimer's don't show a mutation in any of these three genes. This isn't to say that they don't actually have Alzheimer's or that their disease isn't genetically based. It's just that we don't yet know the gene in which their mutation resides. "Isn't that number more like 10% for someone her age?" asked John. "The numbers are a bit more skewed for someone her age, that's true. But if Alice's screen comes back negative, we unfortunately can't say for sure that she doesn't have the disease. She may just happen to fall in the smaller percent of people that age with Alzheimer's who have a mutation in a gene not yet identified." It was just as plausible, if not more so, when coupled with Dr. Davis's medical opinion. Alice knew that John understood this, but his interpretation fit the null hypothesis of, "Alice does not have Alzheimer's disease, our lives aren't ruined," whereas Stephanie's did not. "Alice, does this all make sense to you?" Stephanie asked. Although the context made the question legitimate, Alice resented it and glimpsed the subtext of conversations in her future. Was she competent enough to understand what was being said? Was she too brain damaged and confused to consent to this? She'd always been addressed with great respect. If her mental prowess became increasingly replaced with mental illness, what would replace that great respect? Pity? Condescension? Embarrassment? "Yes," said Alice. "I also want to make it clear that if your screening comes back with a positive mutation, a genetic diagnosis isn't going to change anything about your treatment or prognosis." "I understand." "Good. Let's get some information on your family then. Alice, are your parents living?" "No. My mother died in a car accident when she was 41, and my father died last year at 71 of liver failure." "How were their memories while they were alive? Did either of them show signs of dementia or personality changes?" "My mother was perfectly fine. My father was a lifelong alcoholic. He'd always been a calm man, but he got extremely volatile as he got older, and it became impossible to have a coherent conversation with him. I don't think he recognized me at all for the last several years." "Was he ever brought in to see a neurologist?" "No, I had assumed it was the drinking." "When would you say these changes began?" "Around his early 50s. "He was blind drunk every day. He died of cirrhosis, not Alzheimer's," said John. Alice and Stephanie paused and silently agreed to let him think what he wanted and move on. "Do you have any brothers or sisters?" "My only sister died in that car accident with my mother when she was 16. I don't have any brothers." "How about aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents?" Alice relayed her incomplete knowledge of the health and death histories of her grandparents and other relatives. "Okay, if you don't have any other questions, a nurse is going to come in and draw a sample of blood. We'll send it off to be sequenced and should have the results within a couple of weeks."